Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
I don't want to think about hurricanes. I'm doing fine.
You know, we've already had a tropical system blow through here, so who knows what this year will bring. If it's going to happen, this would be the year it would happen. For sure.
Yeah, you're right. Probably bring the locusts from Africa with it.
Oh, gosh, I'm telling you. How's life in your world?
Life in my world is it's interesting. We haven't slowed down. A lot of work going on. Schedule's different. I'm not out at night like I used to be for events because there's no events right now.
Right.
But nonetheless, we're still getting a lot done, you know, with the day job and meetings, following social distancing guidelines.
Yeah.
My big table in my office, a conference table, which normally seats 12, I have 4 seats at it to spread people out. But, you know, a lot of work getting done.
Yeah.
And we're now planning for what will be the fall agendas for the city council with projects and things coming up. So plenty going on.
How are you hearing the city's doing under Phase 3 right now?
We seem to be holding our own. Yeah. We're up a little bit from last week. We had dropped down to 8 or 9. I think we're at 16 or 18 confirmed, or active cases, I should say,
right.
At this point. A little bump in the special needs program last week at North. An instructor that wasn't feeling well, and she tested positive. So the 5 kids in that class and the other person that works with her in that class we're all quarantined now.
Okay.
This doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. I'm you know, watching other states obviously and seeing what's happening across the country, and many predict that there will be a surge here as well.
Yeah.
You know, just hope to get the vaccine as quick as it can.
Yeah. I know that you're a strong advocate of having the kids in the classrooms in the fall. What's being done here in Quincy to try and accommodate that?
Yeah, and you know, we've got some guidelines and parameters that were sent to us from Department of Education, you know, and from the state. And, you know, we've had different communications from them, and that last round softened it a little bit in the sense that suggesting 3-foot distance in the classroom with masks on, because studies show if you have the mask on, 3-foot and 6-foot don't make a difference.
Hmm.
You know, 6-foot would be nearly impossible probably to accomplish. In our school buildings, a number of school buildings are pretty full.
Sure.
And so that'd be difficult to do. I mean, we anticipate using gyms and caps and media centers and everything to spread the kids out. There's a lot of pieces to it. The superintendent has a task force right now, which includes staff and teachers and parents, and looking at the alternatives for the fall, basically looking at 3 possibilities, one which would be complete opening, one which would be complete closing. With virtual, and one kind of a hybrid of opening, but also have a virtual, you know, setup so that those folks that either have health issues at home or are susceptible, you know, could do it from their computer at home. So those are the things we're looking at. I mean, who knows what's going to happen for September?
Right.
It's around the corner, but in some ways, it's a ways off on this world, because this world, although it's a little more consistent, was, you know, changing daily as far as information goes and recommendations go and guidelines go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, studies also show that, and I think the American Pediatric Association suggests that kids should be in school, that they are very low risk for getting sick. Now, we all know they're carriers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a legitimate issue. And, of course, the other legitimate issue for us is, okay, what about our teachers and staff? What kind of health issues do some of those folks have, and challenges? How do we mitigate that danger for them, you know? So, a lot to think about, a lot to plan for. But if we have a crazy surge, it could all be out the window anyway. One of the other challenges, quite honestly, Joe, is the busing, you know?
Yep.
How we deal with that, the amount of kids cutting way down on these big buses we have. It's not like we have extra buses hanging around.
Right.
So it's everything we do and everything we're anticipating is cost money as well. Which makes it that much more challenging, because it's a strain on the resources, you know. For example, you know, we're probably going to have to put some additional teachers on to plan for teachers being out, you know, whether they get sick or they take the Family Leave Act because they have some health issues at home, or their mother's staying with them and their mother has health issues and they don't want to get the, you know, the mother or grandparents sick. I mean, there's all kinds of implications here that we're trying to work through. At the end of the day, whatever we decide in September, I know that probably half will be happy, and half won't be happy, no matter what we do.
Well,
so,
right, yeah.
No perfect answer here.
Is there kind of a drop-dead date when a decision will be have to be made?
Well, I mean, a drop-dead date, I guess the state hasn't given us the drop-dead date.
Okay.
I guess, though, for planning purposes for families,
yeah.
You know, we can't wait till the day before.
Right,
So that's a good question. I don't have an answer at this point.
Okay. All right,
hopefully it'll be resolved by the middle of August, resolved in the sense of at least a plan.
Right.
We're far from being resolved.
Yeah, with an asterisk
next to it,
right? Yeah, as everything is these days.
Yeah, for sure.
One thing that is going to go forward, though, is graduations, right?
That's right, the 24th and 25th, coming up now, actually,
yep.
Pretty quickly. We're happy about that. I don't think there's a replacement for a real graduation. You know, I appreciate all the other things that we've done and people have done and other districts have done, but, you know, I think walking and grabbing a diploma, there's something special about that. So, you know, hopefully we'll have some good weather for that.
Have any idea how the registration for that has gone in terms of turnout?
It's gone very well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gone very well. So that's, you know, people have responded and, you know, it's two family members per student.
Right.
So we got a good plan. So.
Good. And we are planning on covering those live here at QATV as well for folks
Excellent.
Who can't make it. Yeah.
Excellent.
You did have an event last night, Mayor, over at Kincaid Park.
We did.
Yeah.
And, you know, most people had their masks on. I saw Jonathan there. He had his mask
yes,
on.
Yes, yep.
I had one of my disposables last night, and one of the strings broke on it. So what a pain in the neck. So I was trying to keep it up and on and did the best I could. But, yeah, we did a nice turnout. Gee. And, you know, early in the morning, Commissioner Murphy from Department of Natural Resources had reached out, do you think we should cancel it because they're talking, you know, these heavy thunderstorms rolling through again, you know. And
right.
I said, yeah, let's gamble. I said, they've been talking about that for a week. We haven't got any. So it was a beautiful night.
It
really
was.
Yeah.
And,
boy, the neighborhood's excited. What a magnificent facility. Just so many amenities there for people. You know, there's a beautiful walking path all around the site for folks that just want to passively take a walk, including the Cini building right next door, the Bauer House, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get a special gate to get into the place so that they can enjoy the walk.
Yeah.
I mean, the landscape architect, Scott Bishop, who lives in Quincy, you know, did a remarkable job, really, on the design. It's something new for us, for sure. And it's going to be a challenge for maintenance. You know, you get the splash pad, all this playground equipment,
yep.
Get outcroppings. And so the typical mowing operation, mowing and trimming, will be a little different here.
Mm-hmm.
Not that simple. But I tell you, and I've said this on a number of occasions to folks that are quick to judge the city that we're not doing enough, supposedly on the racism issue. And I constantly say, Joe, the proof's in the pudding. Our increase in the budget every year is heavily schools. Southwest Middle School, beautiful. Kincaid last night, $5.7 million. My point is that neighborhood has probably been one of the most depressed neighborhoods in the city for a long time economically, and it has one of the highest, if not the highest rate of African Americans living in that neighborhood. So, you know, I get tired of this, quite frankly, this crap we hear about from these left-wing progressives who are judging our city constantly and have no idea the commitment the city's made to increase the quality of life for every family, every child in our city. So last night was a great example. We had folks from all walks of life, all ages, all colors, that were having a great time enjoying this new facility. And that's why I get into government, really, to make a difference like that.
Mm-hmm. It's, of course, there'll be social distancing guidelines in place in that park and all of them right now, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct, unfortunately, for the foreseeable future.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're aware at the state level, Mayor, the policing reform bill that's currently under discussion passed the Senate like 4 o'clock this morning. It goes to the House.
Yeah, now. I haven't seen the final version. I had some discussions with Senator Keenan about it, and you know, he was in agreement. What's the hurry here? When things are done hastily, you know, there's implications from that. And it was astonishing to me that the representative of the police departments of force or those organizations didn't have a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what side you are on an issue, but in government, it's all, you know, everyone that's affected should be at the table. Maybe they don't all get what they want, but at least everything's brought to light and, you know, decisions are made with the right information. So I haven't heard anything this morning yet except for the water main break in Quincy Shore Drive. So I haven't seen the language on the bill, and I'm anxious to take a peek at it. And of course, then it has to has to go to the House, and I know the governor's got thoughts on it as well. So see how it shakes out.
Sure.
I mean, is there reforms needed? Absolutely. I mean, I think a statewide certification police officers is in order. There's a number of things in there that make sense, but the talk of, you know, getting rid of the protection where a police officer could be sued and his family could lose a home over a decision he makes instantly on the job is not right. Now, I don't know what they finally did on that, but they were talking about getting rid of the immunity piece of it, which is a scary thought.
It appears that that portion was removed,
okay.
In the Senate version at least. The House Speaker is talking about public hearings before any vote taken at the House level.
So, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Appreciate your time as always, Mayor.
My pleasure. I just see coming in my doorway here an old-timer here that I see once in a while, Mr. Robert Curry.
Oh.
How lucky am I, huh? See what happens when you leave the door open?
Please give him my regards.
I will.
Good
Joe,
to
have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.